What's up, y'all? Summer's got a different tempo. Everything's a little looser, brighter. One plan turns into another. You hear something, you stay a little longer. Next thing you know, you're somewhere you didn't plan to be. It's those in-between moments. That's where the ideas hit. Conversations stretch out, little memories sneak up on you. And sometimes, it's just about what's in your hand. That color, that chill. The new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks. Guava and passion fruit flavors with mango pineapple flavored pearls. Yeah, that feels like summer before you even taste it. Funny how one small stop becomes the best part of the day. Start your summer rhythm with Starbucks. Try the new Tropical Butterfly Refresher from Starbucks.
Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman B20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Bro, oh my if you had a fish tank in your room in college and you didn't have HPV, you weren't living your fucking life.
Hey, way. That room smelled like fish in both ways.
Guys, welcome to the podcast. I'm Josh Johnson, and this is Tate McRae to the right. Tate McRae.
Is this the intro we're on with?
I mean, we can cut it if you want. I don't know. Like I was just kind of riffing.
I'm Tate McRae.
You're Tate McRae in this
Okay.
thing.
Trev, you looked hot as that girl on TikTok.
Do you take a photo, put it in AI, and make this man a woman? It's not bad.
Where are we at?
You seen this? You ever seen this?
Let me see this.
Because I feel like sometimes you use these filters where it turns you into a girl. I mean, I frequent this. I really do this a lot. And it just adds like a wig on, but like this low-key bad.
Legendary. I crap myself.
Oh, God. Pause it. Screenshot it. Spit on it.
I wonder who would be the baddest in this room.
Well, it's just an effect, like split screen, but what you do is you just go on AI or chat and you just like say, like, make me into a girl.
Oh, I understand. So you added that filter. I understand.
Yeah, and then you just put it up together.
Oh, I thought TikTok was doing that.
Let me do that while we're talking.
Yeah, we could do that. But yeah, I'm a bad bitch. But I don't know. I don't know, man.
So you're just sitting in traffic and you saw the trend, and you're like, I'm about to see if I'm hot.
Yeah, I was scrolling on my phone in the car, which great place to scroll, by the way. Why wouldn't you? Because it connects to your car. Now I'm scrolling reels with a Dolby sound system.
Yeah.
When else would I fucking do that?
Also, what am I going to look at the Corolla in front of me?
Hell no.
No, dude.
One of those left turns where like nobody, it was like two cars were moving at once and there's like 13 cars in front of me. I'm like, oh, yeah. I got time.
You know what's interesting is now I'm on my phone so much when I'm driving that when people don't go left on the yellow light, I don't care.
Yeah, good.
It gives me more time to scroll.
Oh, sometimes I pray for red light.
Me too.
In the middle of an email, I'm like, please be a red.
Just
please.
Do it. Let me finish this.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I'm on freaking InShot.
Bust out the laptop. Hey, guys, just picking up on where we left off.
Bro, if people are laptoping it in the car, holy shit.
I've been close. I've given notes in the car. Like laptop open, and I'm just like, but same thing.
Are you kidding me?
But you're at a red light, and you're like, next.
Wow, I don't think I've ever taken my laptop out.
Oh, yeah.
That's on another level.
It's insane. But it was like a timely thing where I was trying to get something to somebody, or you know what it was? I think they couldn't find a timestamp in something.
Got it.
I knew where it was, so I'm at a red light, and I'm like, open it up, trying to find a man. But
Got it. How come, what happened with having enough time to do anything? Is that gone? That's gone, right? Dude, I've been taking like 2 minute showers. I don't even have enough time to enjoy a shower. There's so many times where I don't have enough time to wash my hair. I'm like, it's a hat day, or fuck it, I washed my hair yesterday.
It's just crazy that it's the same amount of time today as it is when we were kids. But like when you're kids, you could wake up, you go play outside, play out front, then you go play video games, then you ride your bike to Taco Bell, then you come back, then you have a sleepover, and you play Nintendo 64.
And it's
like,
still 6 p.m.
Same day. But now I'm like, I do one thing, and I'm like, I drove to the arts district to do a podcast, and I'm like, I fit a lot in.
Dude, I'm COVID.
But I edited 3 videos on the way there while driving.
Dude, literally yesterday, I had the same day. I did one podcast. It was 5.5 hours. I'm like, cool. I think it's time for me to go to sleep.
It's bedtime now.
It's wild.
Bedtime. I don't like leaving my house. I think it's so much more done there. I'm like an hour in the car there, an hour in the car back. When you know when you start making like when you're just like busy, when you're like, fuck it, driver. Cause then you're like, oh, now I can do work
then you
in
can
the
do
car.
Work in the car. Yeah.
But yeah. That's just a whole other thing.
You know what I've been doing recently to just let off steam in the morning? I've been going for walks, dude. I'm serious. I've been fucking smoking a little bit of walk in the morning. Dude, it's
sparking up that left and right leg.
I'm telling you. Just sipping a little walk in the morning.
You know what's fucked is you know how nice it is. And you know you'll enjoy it after.
I know.
But you're sitting at your desk like, but I gotta, well, maybe I'll go at 10:30. Then you get a call, then it's 11, and then it's 5.
But you know what I've been doing? I haven't been getting espresso beans I haven't on purpose. I actually got them today, but I haven't got them in the last like whatever days on purpose. So I can't make coffee in my house. So I have to go. I have to leave.
To go get a coffee?
Yeah, there's a new...
Nah,
there's
fuck all that.
Oh, no, I hear you, and I feel the same way in the morning. I'm like, bitch, I don't... But I get out...
Were you raw dogging life for those first, like, 12 minutes?
Yeah, but dude, but after 30 seconds of the walk, you don't even need coffee. You get your blood pumping, dude. Your body's like, dude, this is what we should be doing.
See, I hear you, but, like, I'm not... And I'm not disagreeing, by the way. It's like, I would make the coffee... And then I would go on the walk for the remainder of coffee. I would like make like a small little bit to like,
I hear you.
Put a little edge on it.
I hear you. But you do realize you don't need one immediately if you just, and I'm not talking about like some power walk. I'm talking about a 15 minute walk and a 15 minute walk back. And you're like, first of all, you get outside. First of all, Gigi gets a walk and you smell nature. And you're like, oh, this is
sun. I'm big sun.
Sun.
Because what I'll do is I'll make my coffee and then I just sit in the backyard and just.
Yeah.
Fucking soak up.
But you know those days as a kid where you used to like immediately just start playing or whatever and just like, you're like, oh, I'm a kid. I'm never tired. I think like you were never tired. Obviously, you had less stuff to do. But also like you were constantly playing. You were constantly.
Yeah, I wasn't worried about an algorithm.
Yeah. But you were moving around a lot is my point. And I think so much of this is because we're living this like weird like sedentary life. That's why if you get out, I mean, I'm talking like I do this every day. I've probably done it 3 days in a row.
Yeah.
But it just, you're 2 minutes in.
This just in, man discovers nature.
I mean, dude, nature, I'm talking about walking.
Yeah, what was that Bear Grylls show? It was like Man vs. Wild.
Yeah.
You should make a show that's called Man in the Wild.
And it's just me getting coffee?
It's just you getting coffee in the wild.
Dude, remember Breakfast with Blaustein? I should just do coffee with Blaustein. I honestly.
Bring it back.
I really want to bring it back.
Doted series. Dude, with fucking Twitch and shit, like you could just leave a camera in your corner of your like kitchen and just do it.
Why not?
Just hook it up to like a Furbo camera. Where your dog eats, just link it to Twitch.
Hilarious. But even if it's just like TikTok live, like it's just super easy. Just set it up.
In my head, I'm just like, is this boring? Like I feel like I always have to be on.
But I think there is something to be said by people that don't want something on all that, like they just want to kind of kick it and watch, and they feel a little bit. What's that word? Voyeurism.
What's that?
That you're just looking at, like it's effectively like voyeurism is just like looking at like someone living their life, sort of like people watching a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like opening just looking through someone's window and watching them like watch Roku. But isn't that interesting? Like literally, if you watch like a family watching like a Christmas movie in August. You're like, first of all, why are they doing that? They're psychos.
Yeah.
But also, like, you're just watching them watch. There's something weird. And
I used to love watching my friends play video games growing up. Like, I didn't want to play. I'm like, oh, you guys watch. I just want to watch.
I used to
early onset cucking. World's first cuck. They'd be like, you want to play a game with Tony Hawk? I'd be like, no, you play. I'll watch.
I don't
know. Like, maybe because I sucked at it, but like, I just
well, that's probably one of it. But I don't like watching people. I'll do it. Let me do it.
I think now I'd want to watch, unless it's a hard game.
Yeah, games are out of control at this point. I feel like games are so fucking hard. I played, not Tiger Woods, PGA 2025, whatever the fuck it is. It's so hard.
Really?
It's just like, what's happening?
You think
you
sat down with it for a weekend?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
But all the controls are different, and there's like, maybe it was on hard mode, or maybe I just suck. But I was like, this is just feels so much harder.
Well, it is funny because you start playing video games as a release, and then you get really mad. You're like, man, fuck this. You know, it's like, I play NCAA college football. I love that game. And I'm like, nice long day. Let me wind down. And then I throw a pick and I'm like, okay, that's a little bit of anger. And then I go, all right. And then I throw another pick and I go, I'm going to fucking punt this TV. Yeah. Then I throw a third pick and I go, what the fuck's going on?
Yeah.
My blood's boiling. I go, did somebody change the settings to hard mode? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? It's on freshman mode. Yeah. I can't be throwing picks in a freshman mode.
Yeah. The universe is against me.
I'm starting as a freshman at TCU. This should be good. My career is in the shit. But you lose a game and then all of a sudden you're rage quitting and your blood's boiling at 1 a.m. And you're like, this did the opposite.
Yeah, I should just go for a walk.
I should start my day with this.
Now that is a good idea. Start your
story.
Day on fucking 1,000.
Yeah.
Your agent calls you. Hello. Shut the fuck up. You're fired.
Rage bait.
Yeah.
You should wake up every morning with a Scorpio sting to your forehead.
Holy shit.
Or ice dumped on your head.
That's an ice bath. How is your ice bath?
Love it.
Real? Have you been using it?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it in the morning or just like whenever you can?
Usually morning or like afternoon.
Oh, it's beautiful. Goddamn. Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Cash App. Cash App is one of those freaking apps that started as the easiest way to send money, but now it does way more than people realize. And the Cash App card is where it gets really, really useful because your normal debit card is just sitting there being boring while Cash App is giving you perks, discounts, and actual reasons to care about what card you're using. So Cash App can do way more than you think to make your money work for you. If you direct deposit at least $300 in paychecks each month and use the Cash App card for purchases, you can earn interest. That's right, interest on your savings. No hidden fees, no minimum balances required. Also, if you hit your savings goals even faster by turning on Roundup on your Cash App card. With Roundups, every purchase you make using the card is rounded up to the nearest dollar, and that spare change is automatically put into your savings. So don't let your money sit around, okay? And gather dust. Make it work for you. Take advantage of interest savings on Cash App today.
New Cash App customers can earn $10 if they use the code CASHAPP10 in their profile at signup and send $5 to a friend within 14 days. That's literally free money. The terms do apply. Cash App is a financial service platform, not a bank. Banking services provided by Cash App's bank partners. Prepaid debit cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, Cash App Visa, debit flex cards issued by Sutton Bank, member FDIC, and the Bancorp Bank. Pursuant to license from Visa USA, Inc., see terms and conditions for the Sutton prepaid card, Sutton debit flex card, Bancorp debit flex card, Cash App Green features savings, direct deposit, roundups, overdraft coverage, and discounts provided by Cash App, a Block, Inc., Incorporated brand. Visit cashapp.legal. Visit cash.app/legal/podcast for full disclosures.
Goddamn. Dude, I did this thing in New York. You gotta fucking do it. And there's probably something really similar in LA. This is where we live. I'm just trying to think of the name. It doesn't matter. But it's like a huge class. There might be like 40 people in it. I know.
Class?
Yeah, hold on. I know you're out right now because I was out too when someone explains to me, but come with me. There's like 40, 50 people, and you all go in this massive sauna, right? And during the sauna, it's like an energy class. So there's a person that like runs the class, and there's this big ass like water, like hot water tank. And every so often they're like, I don't know how to describe it. They walk you through like, there's like, it's called sound bath sauna. So there's like a bunch of different sounds, and they have like a gong, and they walk through this like beautiful like journey. And they have these, they look like snowballs, and they put them in the hot water, and it emits this like incredibly amazing scents. And so if they're talking about the earth, they'll put like cedar wood.
It's 4D.
Yeah, dude. Yes. It's awesome. Your eyes are closed, and you're just like, and it's super hot, and you're whatever. So you do that for like 25 minutes, and they walk through this really beautiful journey, right? And then it's ice bath time. And then you go in the ice bath, and they walk you through this whole journey even when you're ice bath. And the ice bath is fucking free. It's the coldest ice bath I've ever been. It's like 46 degrees. It's fucking freezing. And you only have to be in there for 2 minutes. And I was like, my girl got in there for like 10 seconds, and I got in there for 2. And I was like, I'm not getting out, but it sucked.
That's 2 minutes. Where I set mine at.
Fucking sucked. 46?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it sucked. And you get out, and then you go back in the sauna. It's like contrast therapy, but with a group. And it's just a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful fucking experience. I only did it one time, and I would love to. I'm sure there's one around here.
I feel like the class would be nice for the sauna, because I sit in the sauna, and the second I'm like sweating, I'm like, all right, I'm probably healed. I'll probably sweat out the toxins.
Dude, Jack, can you look it up? What's it called?
How long are we in there?
The whole thing's like an hour. In the sauna, you mean? Mm-hmm. Or the sauna's 25 minutes.
Damn.
And it's like, you know how if you sit higher, it's hotter? Mm-hmm. So I sat on the, you know, I'm a fucking hey. So I sat on the top top like a fucking
yeah.
G.
Yeah, it was sweat more.
Hot.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's awesome. Like,
do you wear again, the hat?
Excuse me?
Do you wear the sauna hat?
No, there's two people that wear the sauna hat. I'm like, those guys are experienced.
Yeah.
Yeah, experienced. Dude, after you go with that and then right in the fucking, dude,
I'm all about it. I'm all about
why are you laughing?
That's being sober at, you know, at our age. You know, that's like, that's how you get the high. You leave dude. There being like, I'm fucking tweaking.
Why are you laughing? You Google something fucked up?
No, I was trying to make us girls and we came out pretty good.
Wow. Hold on.
I'm going to be honest, bro.
Michael
would get beat.
Yeah, Michael with his hair up.
Yeah.
Dude, Michael is...
Yeah. Alex, sorry.
Alex is Alex, so, sorry, Alex.
Alex, you must have a great personality. I look annoying as fuck. I look like I would work for Barstool. That shirt doesn't fit me.
Dude, work for Barstool. That's a really good comp.
So I tried.
Jack looks kind of like Jack San Diego, like yeah. or like Long Beach.
Jack like, looks like the coolest. Like by far, like
Jack
the coolest.
Looks chill and cool. Michael, you look like you're kind of putting on like a front. You're like, hey, but like you behind closed doors, like you can
I'm
be,
awful.
You can be snappy.
I'm awful.
But everybody around you's like, damn.
So then I tried to put us in bikinis.
Whoa, I don't even know who's who anymore.
No, they changed us up.
They changed us
wait,
up.
Wait. Who? This did the okay. First, wait, everyone has the same color hair.
I don't even know who's who, honestly.
Yeah, it wasn't a good transfer. I'm gonna try Grok to get us better looking, but
they kept Alex's face.
Yeah, that's funny.
This is my face.
Yeah, but we look good.
Bro, that photo right there.
We look like a fun group of girls, though. We really do. We yeah, look like we go to Barney's Beanery
like,
and
yeah, you could slap like an AO like a Alpha Chi behind it or yeah. something. You know, Chi Omega.
Yeah, we do look fun. We look like a group of girls that like some dudes to come talk to us and we're like, we're okay. We're hanging out ourselves.
We just want to dance tonight.
Yeah, we just want to dance.
It's a
tonight.
Dance night. Yeah. Isn't it funny, but if a guy's hot enough, they're like, dance night's over.
Oh, it's over.
It's dick night. can I tell you guys about my colonoscopy experiments? Yes.
Why are we talking about sound baths? Yes. Well, we got fingered by a GoPro yesterday.
Dude, I mean, my toilet was a sound bath. That's for sure.
Oh, no.
But I mean, it is what it is.
Was this one like the worst it's been?
I'm not. Probably the most routine. Like, since this was the third one, I'm like, this is just, you know, step and repeat? This is.
Rinse and repeat.
Rinse and repeat.
I got you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, I had half of it.
Yeah, you know,
I had the repeat part. But yeah, at this point, it's like, all right, you drink this stuff every 15 minutes, you shit a bunch, you empty out, you wake up at 6 a.m., you do it again, you go to the...
Why do you have to wake up at 6?
Because you have to finish the fluids. You have to finish the fluids like 2 hours before. So you wake up at 6, and then, because you can only drink like a certain, like eight ounces every 15 minutes, so for the next 2 hours, you drink the rest of whatever that math is, but...
What is the first one look? Is it...
The first
like a
shit?
Jackson Pollock?
First one, well, because it's like breaking stuff down in your stomach. So the first one's kind of like a little more regular-ish shit.
Okay.
But then there's one that breaks through the barriers. It's like a dam broke. Yeah.
So it's just water?
Well, it's shit, but shit water. And then eventually it's just the solution. And then it comes out yellow and you're like, I think this is just pee coming out of my ass.
Yeah, why wouldn't it come in a color you know that it's a solution?
I don't know.
Like a blue.
But yeah, all that shit, I mean, that's like, you know, that's not that exciting. That's the annoying part of it. But because the whole, the fucking, I don't even know what to call it, procedure is like 20 minutes. But you spend like 12 hours prepping for it. So, but what's funny is not the last time I did it, but the time before, there was like the person who wheeled me back was like, oh yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
Hold on, my ass. I'm laying there and they're like, I'm naked under a cloth and they're putting all the like straps on. The doctor goes,
what straps?
Like for your heart rate and everything.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I'm in there. Doctor's like looking at the paperwork, right? His nurse assistant's there. And he goes, okay, Trevor Wallace. And the girl goes, oh, that's you? And I go, well, you're about to see my asshole.
No.
Yeah.
You can't do that. Like, that's against, like, HIPAA or
yeah,
some shit.
Yeah. And then they're having a conversation about me next to me when my ass is just out. I'm just literally, my ass is like this.
No, it's not.
But like the cloth is over me, but if you were low, you'd see it. But they go, yeah, that's you. And he goes, what do you mean? She goes, he's a comedian. He does stuff like online. He's like, oh, comedy, right? You do that in LA? I'm like, guys, put.
My asshole is
put
open.
The Sony FX3 in my asshole.
Put it in,
hit record, let's get it done with.
I'm not joking you. I do not think you can do that.
I think
like
it's HIPAA.
At the dentist, you can.
Yeah.
But you can't be like, yo, I'm a big fan at the doctor's. Before
my ass is out.
Before you're literally about to do anesthesia. Or yeah, what's the word you used?
Amnesia. How am I going to remember? Yeah, amnesia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Later reference to.
You guys are understand.
You'll see. But yeah, so second time someone has recognized me. Maybe she recognized my asshole. Yeah, I've seen this guy before. And then this time they did something different at the very end.
They used their fingers?
Spit. So I wake up from the... Oh, I also have a video of me coming out of like Anna.
I have to see this.
It's kind of funny. I'm probably going to post it. I mean, like, dude, anything I do that I don't want to do, I'm like, I have to find content to make it.
Of course, to make it fun.
Yeah. I'm going to... Like, a couple weeks ago, I was supposed to go to like jury duty. Immediately, I'm like, what's the video? What's the angle? How am I going to get content out of this?
But also with video, but also like, what's the bit that's going to come out of this?
Yeah, I got to go to your family reunion. What's the bit?
Of course.
Pen and paper.
Pen and paper, there's my cousin.
Yeah.
Yes.
I'll send it to you in a second. But this time was kind of interesting. Dude, they gave me paperwork.
What?
For the whole thing. The last page of the paperwork is like 8 different shots of the inside of my ass. Screenshots.
Inside?
Like what it looks like in there.
And what does it look like?
Goddamn. This next ad is brought to you by First Leaf, a new sponsor of the show, but a great sponsor of the show. I like having a good bottle of wine around, but just walking into the store and pretending like you know what you're doing, it's quite humbling. You often show up times to a party and people are like, oh, I didn't know they were selling 2-buck Chuck. Well, now you don't have to deal with that anymore. Now you're reading labels like, you know, this one's got horses on it. It feels expensive and you're riffing. You don't really know. It's too much to think about. All right. That's why First Leaf makes so much sense. First Leaf delivers premium wine straight to your door every month, and it starts with a quick quiz about your preferences. Then they send personalized selections that you're guaranteed to love. So there's no more guessing, no more panic buying the bottle with the coolest font, or like I said, the horses on it. Every box, that was a good.
Thank you.
Nay, every box comes with easy to follow tasting notes and pairing suggestions. So whether you're making pasta, grilling, or putting together a cheese board for your friends, you know exactly what to pour. It's like having a cheat sheet that makes you look way more sophisticated than you actually are. You're like a sommelier, but instead you're an accountant. Anyways, First Leaf works directly with wineries, which means access to award-winning bottles, including wines you can't even find at your local stores. Dang, at prices well below retail. You control your delivery schedule, and if a bottle doesn't hit the mark, First Leaf has a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Stop settling for wines that don't quite hit the mark. Head to tryfirstleaf.com/socks to sign up, and you'll get 50% off your first box plus free shipping for an entire year. Jeez, oh, Pete. This is a good deal. That's tryfirstleaf.com/socks. TryFirstLeaf.com/socks. TryFirstLeaf.com/socks.
Goddamn. Just dent it up by men's butt. Fuck. I've ruined my own joke.
No. Keep it in. We got it.
I was going to say dent it up by dudes' penises.
Yeah. Those are strap-ons, but.
Yeah.
But I don't. Not great. It looks like a tunnel, but it's like ribbed. I don't know. I don't like it.
Why is it ribbed?
Probably pressure. Or like there's like roadblocks.
Does it hold like your...
Cock.
Hold on. It hold like the poop in there or something? Why is it ribbed? I really have to see this video though.
Look at this video.
Dude, what a crazy procedure. Who's the person that invented that? Like, hey, guess what? I know how to put a camera in someone's ass.
Well, they got to find a better way to do this. They really do. Yeah, I have to empty my entire body for you to understand if it's bad or not. How about you just leave a camera in there permanently? And you can always check in on it, like a camera on a bird feeder.
But we're not too far off. We're not too far off by putting like just a chip in there, and the chip can like read everything that's happening in your body, and it'll let you know if something bad's happening.
Why not? I mean, like, I want a dashboard on my finger just so I can see like, oh, low pressure.
Yeah, you know what I want for real? I just want a battery. I just want a battery symbol to know where I'm at. Like, there's got to be that.
Well, that'd be nice, because if you get shitty sleep and then someone's like, hey, do you want to do XYZ today? And they're like, hey, do you want to go to a Dodger game? And in your head, you're like, that requires 70% battery. I only got 60.
I only got 60.
I think I'd run out.
Ask me any question.
Who's your celebrity crush?
Me.
What's your favorite thing to do?
Lobster bisque.
What?
Lobster bisque.
That lobster bisque is your favorite thing to do?
I think so.
Okay. What's your favorite bird?
I get a boa constrictor. It's coming in. Favorite bird?
Yeah.
Pecan? Pelican.
Pelican, there you go.
They deliver stories.
How do you feel?
Great. I feel like I just got a massage.
You hungry?
I just had some juice.
What kind of juice?
I have no cranberry, strawberry, apple.
Cran grape.
Cran grape.
It was a mixture.
It's a collab. Big collab from Ocean Spray. Guys, I'm on tour.
I'm not even on tour.
Chicago.
You trying to remember your days?
I don't know. Go to TrevorWallace.com for tickets.
I'm gonna probably cut that because I'm not even on tour. I don't even know why. Like, I don't have anything to promote.
Dude, that's so goddamn funny. What's your favorite bird? Pecan.
Close enough. Pelican. Pecan.
Dude. Pecan. Oh my God. I'm up. Ask me anything. Then you said you have a python for some reason?
Because the blood pressure.
It felt
like a boa constrictor.
I thought you meant like your arm.
Funny though, dude.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I'm excited to.
Holy shit!
You know, you can get a little content out of it.
That's so funny.
It's always where I'm at. I go, even if I have to do something I don't want to do, I go, I could be somewhere that could be funny. You know,
dude, I'm gonna put a hospital gown on and do the same thing,
bro.
Just clearly in my bed. You wanted to airheads.
Yeah, well, that'll probably be up by the time this episode airs. It's just me freaking zooted.
I haven't been zooted that long in a very long time. Like, what does that actually feel? Is it just like super foggy, can't think of anything?
You're super foggy, can't think of anything. Your brain's on, but also it's like that they put you out for 15 minutes, but you feel like you've been gone for like a day. Kind of feels like you're like dying for a second.
Like in a good way?
Like as if that's how you go out. You're just like, you know?
Yeah. But you wake up. What is that? What is that? Is it just, again, like crazy foggy? Because it looks like.
It's like some shit out of a movie. Like your eyes are blinking super slow and people are looking at you like, there he is. And you're.
You look like things are funnier to you. And is it like a high thing?
Yeah, of course.
It is. Okay.
Yeah, honestly like. You know, because afterwards, like once you start coming to, like put your clothes on and like, you know, you're free to leave. But I would have laid in that bed for like an hour.
Did your ass hurt after that?
Yes.
No, shut up.
Yes.
What does it feel like?
A good night.
Hey.
Happy bride. It just feels, I guess.
Rough? Like,
raw.
Really?
Yeah. Because you're shitting for.
Oh, right.
I mean, like 8 hours.
Oh man.
And so it's just like, see, even like the shit part is one thing, but like the constant wiping on it, it's just a lot of like.
Are you going wet wipe?
Yeah.
Have to.
Oh my God. Your ass is soaked.
I would only
use the paper towel to like, paper towel. What am I, Neanderthal? What am I, the bounty picker? Fuck. Do you get the joke?
Yeah. Who is he? The bounty picker upper?
Yeah.
All right.
Trevor, speaking of pride, did you see Victoria Justice say you're gay in different tones?
No, but she also used the wrong "you're."
Yeah, that's
hilarious.
Great,
why did she drop out of school to be an actress? Yeah. She's like, I read lines. I don't write them.
This was in honor of Pride Month, and I want to get your guys' take
There's no way this went well.
TikTok.
Dude, what is happening with my brain?
Dude, me too.
Am I still under?
I have Alzheimer's.
What's my name?
Timothy.
Correct. Timothy Chalamet. But if a TikTok is ripped to X Twitter, like I'm like, oh, this probably isn't good for that person.
There's nothing positive on Twitter.
First of all, yeah.
Michael.
This is, it looks like Michael in the other version.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Well,
first of all, this video is a minute 14. You're saying
it takes you that long to say four things, five things?
Yeah, it must be like very, well, let's watch it.
Hi guys, so I've seen people do this and I think it's funny. So in honor of Pride Month, here we go. You're gay.
Nope. You can't do disappointed.
You're gay.
How is that supportive?
I was like, question.
I'm disappointed. Okay. Okay.
How is that disappointed?
That's the question.
You're gay.
You know, being gay works.
And then one more for good measure. You're gay.
Okay, so gay. Go to the beginning.
You are gay. Oh, you're gay.
She's doing this in support of Pride Month?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody tell her to keep the same energy for Black History Month.
100%.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored for our friends at Chubbies. All right, so everyone sit down, let's talk Chubbies, okay? Because the second you put on a pair of Chubby trunks, everything changes. Your legs feel, you know, respected. Your thighs feel like they finally got invited to the party. You're suddenly in a dangerously good mood for a guy who just standing in his bedroom wondering if he should go to the pool. Chubby trunks are supportive, comfortable, and built to say see you never to chafe. They dry quickly, so you can go from cannonballs to cold ones without sitting around in sad, wet shorts for 3 hours. They've got four-way stretch fabric, so they work whether you're swimming, lounging, walking around, or pretending you're about to swim, but really just holding a drink. And Chubbies is celebrating 15 years. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, 15 years. The original shorts that redefined proper length shorts are back with the same iconic fit, same comfort first design, and the same easygoing vibe that built the brand. Over 2.6 million customers means they clearly know how to keep thighs happy and vibes high. So don't wait for a limited time. Shop Chubby's biggest sale of the season for $45 and under for swim trunks, shorts, and pants, plus up to 65% off clearance. Hit up chubbyshorts.com and grab your favorite before they're gone. Miss the sale? Let me tell you a secret, buddy. Don't sweat it. Use your exclusive code SOCKS for 20% off. Get your thighs the VIP treatment they freaking deserve with Chubby's. Support our show and tell them we sent you. Again, for a very limited time, shop Chubby's biggest sale of the season for $45 and under for swim trunks, shorts, and pants, plus up to 65% off clearance. Hit up chubbyshorts.com and grab your favorites before they're gone. Miss the sale? Again, don't sweat it, dude. Use our exclusive code SOCKS to get 20% off. Give your thighs, again, that VIP treatment they deserve with Chubby's. Support our show and tell them we sent you.
Goddamn.
All right, well, guys, did you see robots are now kicking kids?
What a segue. Is this the same robot that's been in like every video?
Robots, are these robots real, man?
No,
these are
like fake robots. This is like a robot at a carnival. Is this like the Riz robot?
Oh, dog.
Yo.
That's real.
Yeah, this is real.
That's real.
How come nobody reacted? Were they? Whoa, hold on. That robot's kind of thick, by the way. No one's going to get on
right
board.
Right here, right here. But that kid right there in the corner left, that's real. Are you, once robots get to a certain degree where they can like make lattes or mocha lattes, go to the Patreon, are you going to get one?
Yes. Then I lock them up in a shed every night. I would do anything for help. I'm tired of fucking, like, it's insane to be like, oh, I'm the one responsible for everything.
Yeah.
Dude, you live alone. Yeah, it's you're responsible for everything. It doesn't have to be this hard.
Buddy, I have never gotten my place cleaned by someone, but I was coming back from Europe and I just haven't been there for fucking, literally hadn't been in my house in like 3.5, almost 4 weeks. And I was like, it has to be disgusting in there. So I got someone to clean.
But nobody was there.
I know, but it's like dust and there's like the AC is not on. I just feel like it's just fucking dirty in there. So I came back and the place is like spotless. And my first thought was like, I'm getting a robot. Like I'm going to like when they're here, like a robot housekeeper. Can you imagine like waking up and you're just coffee's just on your, you turn
and
there?
Also imagine the speed that ChatGPT has, but in a robot.
I know.
It's not like walking down the stairs. It's like jumping.
Yes. And you know how much you have fucking problems putting the fitted sheet on and putting the duvet on? That robot's going to have no goddamn issues.
Mm-mm.
Zero.
I'm going to put a Keurig in his chest.
I think it's a great idea. Like, give me a triple espresso. You know what I have? I'm going to have him just baby bird a triple espresso right when I wake up. Blah, here is your espresso. Right in my mouth.
Oh, I thought I was doing something else for you.
We could maybe have that too. I'm on the road a lot.
Yeah, I mean, it's like with anything with technology. When Teslas came out, I was like, I don't want that. Then the only thing you see on the road is Teslas. But what would probably happen is your dumbest friend you know would get the robot first.
Yes.
Probably me. And then you'd be like, how is it? Let me try it. Let me see it. And then you're like, oh, I need that.
Yeah, I mean, if a robot will just like do laundry, make sure the house is clean. Like, dude, can you imagine? We're always yelling about, oh, we hate cooking, blah, blah, blah. You just look at the fucking robot.
Put a microwave in its ass.
I mean, literally. But you look at the robot and you go, you know what I want? I want a pork chop, medium rare, and a side of honey ranch Brussels sprouts. It will be ready in 17 minutes. And it just does it?
Yeah, I would be totally fine if robots took waiters' jobs. And I know it's an awful take, but I just feel like the sass that waiters have been given lately. God.
A robot being a barista, I went to Paris. I told you. I went to a robot motherfucking cafe.
Yeah, you heard of a cat cafe. What about a robo cafe?
Yeah, dude, no sass, nothing.
Mm.
Push
but
it what I want.
What's funny is if, you know, they say like history repeats itself. What if the robots start getting attitude?
Oh, you're right.
You want a triple espresso? Get 4 shots, pussy. Do they even talk like that?
No. We gave it to them.
Mm.
They definitely don't. I mean, they can talk like us. You ever talk to like a chat? You ever talk to ChatGPT? It has a voice just like us. I don't know why we're making them talk like us. They're going to talk exactly like us.
That's even.
I'm going to have my robot talk like Joe Rogan. Hey man, you're really funny. Every morning. Hey man. Hey man, you want to come to the comedy mothership and do a spot? Sure.
And then you show up and they're like, "You're not on the list."
Yeah, I don't even know who you are. Crowd work is out there, bitch. But I'm getting one. Probably immediately.
Yeah, I mean, it's exactly what a butler was 30 years ago.
God. But you can imagine your bathroom's always clean. Your fridge is always stocked. You don't got to worry about fucking.
Yeah, living in an IKEA.
Yeah. Espresso beans always there. Cucumbers cut over balsamic vinaigrette in the morning. Chocolate croissant.
Is that what you're eating in the morning?
I don't know what I'm getting, man, but I can get anything.
Yeah.
Because also, listen. Oh, oh, oh. Listen to this.
I just want a buffet in my house. That's all.
You can get that. But listen to this. Anything that you can get online, the robot can order, right? So I ordered groceries 2 days ago using Instacart. Not an ad. Using Instacart, right?
Sounds like an ad.
Maybe. But now, these motherfucking robots, they can just order groceries through Instacart. Have the groceries here. So your fridge is always stocked. You don't have to worry about any of that. No, like, oh, fuck, I don't have any eggs. It knows how many eggs you got, how many eggs they've used.
They should do by weight. You know how like hotels can tell when you lift a shot up?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They should tie it to your Amazon account where like they have an Amazon fridge. This is actually, we're getting dangerous territories.
No, they do have this.
Really?
They're called smart fridges.
Isn't that funny? Anything that's like one layer above advanced, like it's smart.
Yeah.
Smart car. Really?
Suck my dick.
Head car.
No, but they already have it. It's pretty cool. The fridge just knows what it, and then it will fucking reorder it for you.
Oh, that's actually it's awesome, but terrifying.
It's awful.
Well, it's great for adults, and then you're almost a dumb 2-year-old, then it's not like those YouTubers, but then you're like, 2-year-old lifts the eggs out and leaves them out, and then it's like, new eggs ordered. And you're like, no, I got eggs. They're just on the counter.
Right, right. Or your kid's smart enough, and all of a sudden it just fucking orders like more Yoo-hoo than you can fit in the fridge. Well, it doesn't mean that strawberry milk. I've already said this like 9 episodes ago. I don't give a shit. Dude, I saw a strawberry milk when I was getting coffee today. I need a butt chug strawberry milk. I fucking love it. I haven't had it in so long. What'd you just say?
I had some in Japan. At 7-Eleven, they had like this, like, it was like in a little like aluminum. You know how they have like the twist off aluminum cans?
I love them.
No, really?
All right.
Let's like, oh, I'm about to shred my hand every time.
Oh,
somehow they always, like, it's so sharp.
But it works.
I guess, but like, is that the best thing we're twisting these days?
Yeah, no. Remember the what are those plastic things that essentially high C in them, but you twist the top? What are they fucking called? As a kid, they're like
Sunny D.
Sort of like Sunny D. It doesn't matter. Kool-Aid. Yes, Kool-Aid jammers.
Kool-Aid jammers. Those are great. I love how waxy those felt.
Yeah. I would chew them all the time.
Hell yeah.
Oh, I love a good something to chew on.
I like the wax bottle candies.
You should be in jail. Those are disgusting.
Yeah. So you guys were talking about like walking in and someone had a robot. Yeah. What is like something you actually walked into someone's house and you saw something weird there, like that they had like something crazy? Crazy weird or crazy like cool?
Like, dude, like a sword set?
Yeah.
Like a whole wall with a bunch of swords. My immediate reaction is, wow, this guy's a loser. And then I'm like, man, let me check these swords out.
I'm sorry. What was the question?
Like, have you ever walked into a house and thought, like, this, whatever this person has is crazy? Like, why does he have this?
Oh, yeah. Dude, my buddy lives in Colorado and he had, like, his, like, hunting bow on the wall.
Yeah, that's a good one.
In the living room.
Yeah, it's wild.
You're like, as a guy, you're like, sick. As a woman, you're like, please don't point that at me.
Don't do that. You know, my friend in college, dad, lived in South Carolina, like 2 hours away. One of his walls in his living room was a fish tank.
That's
it was
sick.
The sickest fucking thing I've ever seen.
I bet it's a bitch to take care of, but as a guest, that's great. It's like having a friend with a boat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Dude, it was so sick and had a bunch of different colored fishes.
I fucking love it. I love a good fish tank. And why do dentists have so many fish tanks?
You get the fuck out of here, man.
Is that a thing, right? Is it just me? Like, I think you go to a doctor's office and have like a fish tank. You're like, you're about to remove my gallbladder.
Yeah, why do I need to look at a fucking goldfish? Gallbladder goldfish may make sense.
Goldfish.
I think goldfish.
No, that's a World Cup fish.
Goal.
Yeah, a nice fish tank, definitely. It's the color.
Dude, wow. Yeah.
Wait, so it says, it is very common for dental offices to have aquariums.
Oh, hold on, let's guess. Hold on, don't tell me. I think it's
the answer.
It's a really, really calming effect. And before, like a lot of people don't like the dentist, so they need to relax and calm down and de-stress if you look at fish and swimming.
Yeah, I think we're paying these motherfuckers too much. Is it really?
Yeah.
We're pulling those at the DMV. Yeah. Where was that when I was getting my asshole blasted with a GoPro? I ain't got no animals to look at. That is so sick. It for me, it's about the color, that like neon bluish.
Yeah.
Because a clear fish tank, to be honest, does nothing for me.
What do you mean? A clear one? Sorry, what do you mean? Am I dumb? Do I have Alzheimer's? What do you mean a clear fish tank?
Like this.
Dude, like it's clear. Like
that's blue and this is clear.
That's
nothing. I need the neon.
Yeah. Sorry. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, of course.
That's the original Roku City.
Wow.
Yo!
Bro, if you had that in your room with like those LEDs and shit.
Bro,
oh my God.
If you had a fish tank in your room in college and you didn't have HPV, you weren't living your fucking life. Probably.
Hey, that room smelled like fish in both ways. I couldn't even say it straight. Bro. Pussy. Yeah, but that's also the thing is like you see this in movies or you see it or whatever, and then you get it. Not only does your room smell bad, fish are always dying. It's expensive as fuck to upkeep.
There's a bunch of algae. Stop shitting in the water.
Bro, you ever been to somebody's house where they have like a really dirty pool?
It's disgusting.
Yeah, you're like, what happened here? I think there's a lot of fish tanks that are like that too.
Goddamn.
This next ad is brought to you by Lumi Gummies. Listen, most edibles get me way too high. Freaking zoot, zoot, zooted. But Lumi Gummies make me feel just right.
Right.
Consistent, mellow, and super delicious. Lumi Gummies are specifically Lumi gummies are specifically designed to make you feel good, not stoned. Whether you're looking for an end-of-day de-stressor, a midday mood boost, or help getting the best sleep ever, Lumi gummies is a strain that's right for you. The best part is they've got different vibes depending on what you need. If you want something more uplifting and creative, they have the sativa gummies like orange cookie cream. If you want something that's like balanced for hanging out, watching a movie, going on a hike, they got the hybrids like sour strawberry cookies. And if you're looking to wind down at night, they got the indica options like plumberry runts. For me, this is the kind of thing where I don't feel like I'm getting launched to another dimension. I just want to relax, shut the laptop, stop overthinking everything, and actually enjoy myself. Lumi gummies are available nationwide. Go to lumigummies.com. That's L-U-M-I gummies.com. And use code SOCKS. That's code SOCKS for 30% off your order. Again, that is Lumi, L-U-M-I gummies.com. Code SOCKS. Lumigummies.com. Code SOCKS.
Goddamn. Yeah, but you know what, dude? I'm going to get fish. I'm going to train the motherfuckers to use an outhouse. You know, you can just put anything you want on the ground, on the bottom of the fish tank. I'll put a little outhouse, go in there, shit,
oh,
come out.
Oh, man. I do love a good fish tank, man.
Oh, dude, it's so...
I want one of my walls to be a fish tank.
Yeah, dude. When I walked into my buddy's dad's place, I was like enthralled. Dude, an entire wall, dude.
But the second one dies. I'm like, I don't want to.
I think it would be so fun. You know what, man? It would give me more purpose. I got Gigi. It's a bunch of fish.
Yeah, it's like having like a little like it's like a passion project that's always growing. You know, this is your version of like the little town or the train set you build in the garage.
Train set, dude. The older I get, the more I get it. A train set.
Oh, bro, you make like a little like train set with like a little like diner next to it, or...
and then you can make like a little cheeseburgers in there.
Yeah, keto.
There, little lettuce wrap.
Yeah, but like that delicacy.
That.
That's sick as
fuck. Dude, it was almost that.
How do you change anything in there?
I think
to me, I'm like, once you're in there, that's it.
You know what you do? You hire a company to just take all that out and put a new one in. How do you, you know?
Yo, fishing. Yeah, that is true. Because was that really a thing? Or did maybe just see it in a Simpsons episode where they would put fish in the bottom of people's shoes?
No, strippers have
like
that.
Like stilettos?
Strippers have that.
Bro.
They have little goldfish in their stripper heels.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh my God, imagine being that fish. It's like living in a studio apartment.
Oh, like, yeah.
But that's always having an earthquake.
Dude, fish always look like trying to suck dick.
Going back to the robots, like when they're like very common and like there's like everyone has a human robot, I feel like you should need a license to own a robot.
Like a gun?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, this is what I think. I think you need a license if you know how to manipulate technology. Because all of a sudden if you know how to do stuff and you take that a regular robot and turn that bitch into a war machine, you know what I mean? You get cut in line at the DMV, you go get him, Sebastian, and Sebastian just turns around with a fucking gat.
Yeah.
Shooting out of his eyeballs.
It's going to be the new age, like, they just do everything for you. They're going to fight for you. They're going to cook for you.
Yo. You know what the new thing is? Hmm. Robot wars. Yeah. Like robot boxing.
Like BattleBots.
Yeah, BattleBots, but like for real. Yo, I would watch that. Then you, all these nerds and stuff. Then all they have like GoDaddy like logos all over them because they got sponsored and they just beat the shit out of each other. They just have wrenches and just fuck each other up. And then when they lose, they have to eat each other's motherboard.
Yeah, I got no notes.
Dude, can we all go back to the fish tanks, please? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there was a movie.
There was a movie. You're right, dude.
Robots.
Oh, my God.
Maybe this is why they're so clean in my head.
But I was curious, like, what other things need a license that... Or right now, you don't need a license.
For a car?
You need a license of a dick.
If you have, you know how like boxers have, you have to have a license for your hands?
Really?
Yeah, they're like, they're illegal
they're
weapons.
They're insured, right?
Not insured. They're, they call it illegal weapons? they're like licensed. Your hands are like weapons because you know how to use them to a certain degree. So if you hit someone in the face, it's like a felony because you're like a trained fighter.
Mm.
Yeah, but what I'm saying, what I'm getting
to... So if you're
to,
a porn star...
That's exactly what I was going to. If you have a professional penis, you should let people know that before you're going into it. Mm. What is this, Jack? What are you laughing at?
No, that's funny. Yeah. But it's also not true. Boxers do not need to register their hands as lethal weapons.
Registered their hands, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so that's where'd you look on that? DuckDuckGo?
Google. Oh, so you're saying, okay, so you're saying anything you're really good at, you need a license for.
Yeah, if so you can guys, fuck somebody up.
Yeah, or you guys need comedy license.
Dude, I think,
License to comedy. That's literally a workshop. It's probably being taught in North Hollywood right now.
And they're making good money. But anyways, can we just look at these fish tanks real quick? We only saw a few. I want to see it because I want to get one. Doesn't that sound so fucking cool? Doesn't have to be some massive tank, this little starter tank.
Dude, they should, instead of fireplaces, fish places.
Yo, this is a good idea. Put a fish tank where the fireplace should be.
And I think you were seeing it on YouTube earlier, but the life hack around this might just be going on YouTube and just typing in like fish tank wallpaper. Just playing that bitch at night.
Oh, yeah.
It's free.
Dude, this is so cool though. Hold on, where's a fun one? Show me a fun one, Jack.
The first one was nuts.
Look at that.
That's
you ever look great. At a guy looking at a fish tank? He hates his wife.
Yeah, you make up narratives when two fish are swimming together. You're like, oh, they're in love, man. Yeah, if you go to a guy's house and he has a really good fish tank, things aren't working well in the marriage.
But look how cool that is, man. I'm being dead serious. Look how fucking cool that is.
Anytime you go to a guy's house and he has a hobby there, not going well.
No. If you loved your family, you wouldn't have a hobby. Your family would be your hobby.
Yeah. You go to my house, there's no hobbies. Like, wow, things must be great.
Yeah. But the relationship, yeah.
But the second you go over there, it's like, yeah, I've actually been building this Lego. It's a life-size chef.
Yeah. If you ever go, oh, I just want to let you know I've been building and then fill in anything, life's in shambles.
Oh, I've been collecting. Yeah, it's not
good. Shambles.
You know there's people who have plant sitters?
If I ever got a call from someone and asked me to watch their plants, you know what I say? Absolutely. And then I would never go over there.
Right.
And then those.
Did you water them? Oh, yeah, man.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Really? Because I watched the Ring camera footage. You never showed up. Man, condensation.
Invisibility cloak. You don't even know what's happening.
Goddamn.
Ladies and gentlemen, this podcast is sponsored from our friends at Hims. Let me tell you a secret, man. Weight loss is one of those things everybody makes sound so simple, but actually sticking to it is a completely different story. You can have the goals, the plan, the motivation playlist, the sad little grilled chicken meal prep, and still feel like your body is fighting you every step of the way. Okay, that's where Weight Loss by Hims comes in. Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including
Wegovy
pill at its lowest price ever, and the
Wegovy
pen
Wegovy
is designed to help you lose weight and keep it off when combined with diet and exercise.
Through Wegovy.
Through Hims, everything happens online, which is incredible, okay? You connect with a licensed provider who determines if treatment is right for you and if prescribed your medication is delivered right to your door. No insurance necessary. Hims also offers 24-hour messaging with your care team and in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Of course you are. So visit hims.com/socks to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/socks. hims.com/socks.
Based on advertised cash price for 30-day supply of medication only. Membership required. Fee not included and billed separately. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordic AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy. Clinical study information and restrictions, visit hims.com.
Goddamn.
Yeah, people are actual plant sitters because I think people take a lot of pride and joy in their plants, which I totally get. In their apartment, they have like 10 of them.
Yeah, I get it.
I have a plant that's been kicking in the corner. My plant is like one of those senior citizens that just won't pass away. It's got like one green leaf on it, but the core is rattled. The core of it looks like the guy goes, chocolates and SpongeBob, but there's one green leaf on it. I go, you're still kicking, buddy. Dude, and I water it every 3 months, probably.
That's so impressive.
And it's like with leftover pasta water.
Why we have to do that?
Protein, yeast,
dude,
carbs.
Nothing's more sad than being on mushrooms and looking at a plant that's not doing well. You're like, oh, God. Yeah,
we
I'm about
failed
to give
you
CPR. Society. I know.
Say, CPR, give me an Aquafina.
Mushrooms in an aquarium would be really cool, though.
Yeah.
People don't talk about aquariums enough.
I'm telling you,
they are sick. And a lot of them, they're getting more advanced because it's like, let's say the aquarium in like, I don't know, San Diego has got like this like tunnel that goes over you. Then the new one's like, we got to make one of these too. And
Dude, the one over you is so cool. Yeah, going to an actual aquarium on psilocybin, whoa.
I just had a memory in like middle school. I was a part of like this Boy Scout troop.
Oh, did not end well. What happened? You were part of the Boy Scouts? No.
Well, they changed the name. It used to be called Indian Guides. Now it's the Guardian Guides.
What are they guarding? Your cock?
I don't know what it's called now. Type in what the Indian Guides is. But yeah, it was
it's
the whole
so
thing.
It's so funny. It's called Indian Guides is nothing but fucking mayonnaise white people.
Yeah, but we all had tribe names.
What was yours?
Bro, and there was another, there was like the, so there was like the guy tribe, then there was like the only women, and it was like mother, daughter. Right. And we would go camping one time, and the mother, daughter one was, their tribe name was the Kickapoos. And we'd be like, let's go kick poop. Kickapoos. We were like, I don't know.
Five.
Yeah, young. But, I don't know what it's called now. I don't even know what gang or
tribe.
They're now called adventure guides.
Switch it back.
And buddy. The women are adventure princesses.
That's awful.
Well, I was in that one. But
and the tribes are circles.
Jerks.
Okay. Well, yes, I see why they changed it. But one of the nights we did a sleepover next to the manatees in an aquarium. Sleeping bag, just staring at a manatee.
That's actually super sick.
Very cool, but also manatees are disgusting.
That's when you got your first colonoscopy.
Is that a joke about somebody inserting themselves yes. in me? Okay.
No, that's actually insanely sick. To be like a kid, 5, 6, 7, 8, whatever, and just watching manatees when you're going to sleep. That's
awesome.
I can
the LED, the neon lighting. Great.
Guys, am I going to get a fish tank?
No.
Yeah, there's no way. I can't leave my girl. Hey, do you mind watching the dog and 600 sunfish? Those are real fish.
Man, I mean, it's probably pretty run of the mill to like keep track of it, but it's definitely not. It's definitely not easy.
Yeah, I think it's like an everyday thing. Also, probably fish eat different food, right? Or do all fish eat the same? Can I say this? The smell of fish food, I'm into. Is that odd?
Fish food?
Yeah, like the smell of fish food. Am I on this podcast?
That's just never a smell I've heard anybody like.
Really? I mean, yeah, I that's why I said it's weird. I mean, I know it's weird, but I like, I'm going to be on that TLC show, Can't Stop Eating Fish Food. It smells good to me. I know it doesn't smell
like
good.
The flaky one?
The flaky ones, yeah, exactly. Hmm. But I wonder if all fish eat that food. Probably not.
Then you have pellets. To like,
excuse me?
It was like pellets and shit.
Pellets for all the fish? Because you have
like clear water and saltwater fish.
Mm.
Dude, the saltwater tanks are getting insane.
Yeah.
The clear fish tanks or the freshwater tanks, to my knowledge, are easier. That's it.
I did like this stuff.
Thank you, buddy. Right. That's East Coast shit.
I never ate it.
I never eat it, but I wanted to. I'm not going to lie, guys. But yeah, guys, I think I'm going to think about it, man. Getting a fish, like coming home from the road, man, just seeing a bunch of your friends. Like, yo, Sean
narrative?
Kemp, I'm going to name all NBA players. Jalen Brunson's going to be a massive shark, and everyone's going to be all tiny.
Yeah.
I'm going to call the tank is going to be called the New York Knicks, and it's going to be about 13 fish, and they're all going to be named. I'm going to have to change them all next year, but whatever.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, but just change the name, but like, you don't have to get new fish.
Dude, and I just get fish that I feel like looks like Mitchell Robinson and Josh Hart.
I think there's a whole community in this. Like, if you start looking up this stuff on Instagram, like, there's probably a lot of people who are like showing off the fish tanks and what they're getting.
Yeah,
because I forget who it was, but somebody I was following was like getting in fish tanks, and they'd post like, "Yo, just got the new da da da." Like they were fired up on like the new, because some of them are exotic and rare, but they somehow get it. It's like they get like a little baby shark that like pulls up.
Yeah, doesn't that sound so fun?
Yeah, it's like a little micro project.
Yeah.
It's like life Sims.
Whoa, that's great. Yeah, and then you can get like, you don't even think about it. You can get like, you can build your town, your fish town.
Yeah.
With like little, oh, I got this and I got
get
that.
Get them a little house and shit. Little strip club for them.
Bro, have a little golf course.
Hey.
Like a 9-hole golf course for them.
Yeah.
That'd be so fun.
Pebble Beach. Beach.
Come on now.
Fish love water. Water's where? The beach.
I love beach.
So rank your pets. Is it, it's dog, cat for you two?
Yeah.
And then what's the next one? Is it fish?
Well, it goes cat, then dog.
Well, I'm saying your cat, your dog, 1-1.
No, I don't know. No, whoever's asking, cats first.
Oh.
No, yeah, I go cat.
I go dog, 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 dog.
It's such a big jump after cat versus dog, because then it just goes into like the tarantula kid. Yeah. Like, what's like the next normal?
I think aquarium.
What about the tortoise?
Fuck no.
Nah, fuck a tortoise, dude.
Ooh, a rat.
That bitch is gonna turn into a teeny mini turtle. I would go.
But it's like the A tier is cat dog, and then the B tier on is so bizarre. Like, there's ferret. There's birds. Do not get a bird.
Birds are terrible.
Is it birds or fish? Which one are you putting?
Fish are silent.
Yeah.
Unless birds literally add zero value.
I like dead serious.
What is he going to deliver my mail for me? Shut up.
I'm going cat, fish, and I would get nothing else. Like, there's no other animal I would get. What else would you get? Bird, no. And then all the weird shit, no. I don't want a snake. I don't want a fucking tarantula. I don't want any.
I think snake's probably next.
Oh, I would hate to have a snake in your house, dude. All of a sudden you look, it's not there.
Yeah. That happened a lot. In college, my junior year, my friend Eric got a snake for a like suite of four guys. Mm-hmm. And nobody approved it. And then he was like, hey, guys, it's missing, so careful when you sit down.
Jesus Christ.
He was also saying that, like, don't sit down on a cushion too hard. Like, he might be in there. I'm like, find him.
Yeah, that's not the way to go about it. Don't sit down too hard. Let me tell you something. I'm moving out. If I lose my snake,
I'm lighting this frat house on fire.
I mean, literally, dude. If I lost my snake, I'm gonna move. A loose snake? No, thank you.
Yeah, it was a bizarre day.
Did you find him?
Yeah.
Thank God.
But you always find him like 2 weeks later. I'm like, what the fuck's he been doing?
Not eating. Starving.
But doesn't he miss his room?
It's a snake. It's literally the devil.
Mm.
I don't think snakes have brains.
I think that's arms.
Fuck.
All right, guys.
But they're always missing. It's like, who's the inventor of snake cages? And did they quit? Did they go on vacation and never come back?
Yeah, it is great.
Hey, it's snake proof. Well, he is out. But... He is gone. But he's friendly.
He's not. Literally just waiting.
You think anyone has ever tried to wrap a boa constrictor on their dick?
Sir, yes.
Put the mouse costume. No, that could be dangerous. It could bite
what?
It.
What?
It could bite it.
Yeah.
Look at this little rodent.
Rodent's a horrible
thing. This is a gopher.
All right, this sock talk is actually interesting. If you guys want to do a sock talk,
let's do it.
It's from Terry. He says, my unwritten rule is if the escalator is clear and you're not holding anything, you need to be walking up and down it.
Who gives a shit?
Up,
I mean,
no, down, I'm on board.
Oh.
Don't make me fucking walk stairs. Shut the hell up. Down, I'm on board.
You guys,
my rule on this is depending on how long the duration of it is, if somebody tries to pass me, I'm like, dude, it's one floor, but it's like, it's 10 seconds and like walking to your left. I'll move for you for sure, but now we're just behind each other.
Buddy, it's just like when a car gets in front of you at a and then the red light, and you're like, oh, you improved by 7 feet. Congratulations.
Like behind you, then they go to the front?
Yeah, I don't fucking get it.
Well, how about the walking escalators at airports?
Yeah, yeah,
you
move.
Need to be walking
move. On the right, you can find. I mean, dude,
it is crazy when people aren't walking on there.
Yeah,
which is kind of what I think it's meant for. I don't think it's built to be an accelerator. I think it's built for people who don't want to walk.
Yeah,
but you more so see people walking.
But there's
see somebody just standing. You're like, huh?
But there's one side to stand and one side to walk. It's labeled.
Right, but how often do you see somebody just standing there?
No, I know. But if you're gonna stand, which occasionally, fucking be to the right.
Dude, I hope people on. Taking accountability, not accountability. I hope people, when I'm being space conscious, see me and they go, that's a good citizen right there.
I do too.
Because I'm standing on the walkway all the way to one way and my bag's in front of me. Like in Japan, they put their backpacks on their chest.
Yeah.
So it's like less.
I think subconsciously people were like, that's a good citizen. Yeah. I really do.
But most of the time, the thing that sticks out is the person who's taking up all the space. It was like a family planning their trip in the middle of the airport in the middle of the walkway.
Yeah, you should be able to tase those people.
Yeah.
You should be able to tase them.
You know what you should do this? In the runway.
I mean, move.
I think about that when I'm throwing stuff out in public.
What do you mean?
Like, I hope people are looking at me throw this out. Being a good citizen.
Taking the trash out? I feel that way if I'm, like, cutting down a box.
Oh.
Recycling. It's like, whoa.
Dude, I'm the king of putting shit in the recycling that is clearly labeled on my recycling thing. Do not do. Because I'm on like the fourth floor, and so I have like a trash chute that says one says trash, one says recycle. And clearly above the recycle, it says do not put boxes. And your boy throws boxes down.
You be boxing them.
And I literally feel bad every time I do it. Mm. And there's a camera right there. I'm just ready for them to like, Mr. Bossman, can you please blah, blah, blah.
See, I'm the opposite. I like get off. I'm like, how small can I make it?
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, just because you fit so much more in the recycling bin versus girlfriend, not so much. She'll get like a PR package and, you know, it's the size of a luncheon table. And yeah. It's just in there. Like, yeah, like not even in the recycling bin. It's like where the lid closes.
Yeah, you can't do that.
She'll throw away boxes in the, and this is my petty side. She'll throw away boxes in the recycling trash can bin inside, but it's like the size of like a shoebox, and she puts it just in there. I'm like, oh yeah. No! You gotta go aside and you put it in that one. Yeah, that's the big one.
Yeah, because you're capitalizing the entire thing inside.
Yeah,
and now I have to take it out.
Yeah,
that shit's crazy.
But that's just the most like guy shit. Well, honey, this is gotta go.
I know. That's the good part about apartment living. Because I have the chute, and it's like a massive fucking, there's like two massive bins.
That is nice. Every apartment I ever had, never had one of those.
This is my first apartment ever, a chute in my life.
That shit, nice. Cool.
Dude, a chute?
Hey.
Holy shit.
Holy shoot.
The most dad thing I've done so far is buy a razor.
You also had a child.
Yeah, true. A TikTok shop thing where it's pretty much like a razor and it cuts the boxes. Dude. She feels good.
Honestly, oh, yeah, dude. I like it, too. Yeah.
I see those in your eyes. Like, yeah.
I mean, they're literally called box cutters. But it feels fucking great. I get a little too aggressive. I feel like I'm going to cut myself. Because I fucking yink, yink.
Yeah, so I usually just use my keys. Whip back. But yeah, that's a good play. Yeah.
You guys ever take that to an actual recycling center and get money for it?
Your boxes?
Boxes or cans or bottles or anything like that?
Cans I used to do all the time.
Oh, really?
Yeah, in like
never
high
did
school.
Any of that.
High school.
Like, is it like?
I did
is
it recently. Like,
no.
I collected a bunch of shit, and then my mom had a bunch like of bags of just like bottles and cans and everything, and I filled up my truck. I drove it to this recycling center, and I will never do that again, just because the amount of weird people that I saw at this recycling.
Oh, yeah, it's not good.
Yeah.
There was a guy that was like taking out a bunch of like mufflers. From like definitely cars, he definitely like ripped these mufflers off of. And there was this guy selling vapes, used vapes next to me.
No, dude.
Like a bunch of like geek bars.
Refurbished raspberry.
No, yeah, and they were like used vapes that he was like pulling out of the trash. And then all these guys on bikes like rolled up and they started like buying these used vapes off of him. While he was also recycling a bunch of cans.
I mean, yeah, it's like parallel to like the scrap metal or like the copper wire guys are going to use it to buy meth.
It was like that. I got like $25 for like a day's work.
Dude, we would bring such a big bag of cans that we would just save from like, because we all hung out in this neighborhood, and we would always go to this like Vons to get the candy and snacks, and it was right behind it. So we just bring it there, and then like you'd put a little bit of water in there for weight a little bit.
Fuck.
But yeah, you do all that for, you know, $7.
Yeah.
How much did you get for all that?
I got like $25.
It's not bad.
And I was like, okay, like this is cool. And usually I go to this liquor store. So everybody that goes there, they just go in and just buy more beer.
Yeah.
And leave. Yeah. Mm. It's like you're just kind of like, it's like a cycle kind of thing. You take all your cans, sense. Then you get enough for another 6-pack or 12-pack of beer.
Oh.
And then you leave. And then the liquor store just keeps making money off of everything.
Big liquor.
Big liquor.
Big liquor. All right, Secret Sock.
How'd you become an alcoholic? Recycling.
Secret Sock, I ran into my ex at the bank, waiting in the long line before the bank teller. We just had to stand there awkwardly in silence. What do you think is the worst possible place to run into your ex?
Well, at her wedding.
That. Yep. That's good. That's good.
Oh, but where I'm going to get there. Like her walking on the street in her bride dress and like you walk past her, that would be weird.
That's pretty good. You know what? Maybe your worst one is a wet t-shirt contest. You're like, go Cinnamon, go. Oh God, my baby girl. Awful. Awful.
Yeah.
I think if I was in that bank situation and I was this guy, you got to start. Yeah. How much is in the account?
Oh, three commas. Shit. All right. All right. Yeah. And what about crypto? Okay. Like, sir, who are you yelling at?
Fargo.
Yeah.
Crypto.
Bro, I'll just be saying anything.
Oh, yeah. My Lambo out front. All right.
Let me get a 20 in all ones, bitch.
Yeah.
You got any silver dollars? What about them Sacagawea coins?
Sir, it says you have an overdraft fee. Bitch, shut the fuck up.
Yeah, I did overdraft the NFL. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, bank's pretty is pretty quiet in there, so it's pretty awkward. I think really funny would be on a flight sitting next to each other. That's has to happen.
Oh no, for sure. I mean, that's I'm getting
trying to talk to them. They have the headphones in. What?
I'm getting off the flight.
I'm getting in the cockpit.
I'm not making it to Tuscaloosa.
I have a destination.
Yeah. You ever been in New York before?
To watch the Knicks play.
Fuck! I gotta go.
Yeah.
Knicks and eight.
That's it. We love you guys, man. Till next episode. A lot of fun things coming down the pipe, as they say. So
do you see this
yeah.
before we go? This is us.
That is us.
Can we see the reverse side of this?
Yeah.
What's funny is Michael's girls like Michael girl version of Michael still looks like a bitch.
Yeah. I think I have.
But like hot.
Dude, Jack's version still looks the coolest, like by far.
Yeah.
Like that's like wife material.
Alex is getting there. Alex has like a.
Maybe bigger tits or something. Jesus. To compensate.
I already said it, man. You have a great personality. And I feel like you like are a sneaky like ran tracker or like Olympian.
Yeah, you're a boxer.
I'm going crazy. I'm going field hockey.
Jack just hit save on this. All right, what are you gonna do with this? Can you ask to see the reverse?
I am. It's loading.
I better be thick, dude.
What do you mean? Of course. Yeah, I think that's where you're saving up, Alex. I think you're gonna turn around.
Fuck.
And right you're gonna.
Like I played basketball or I played like.
I think you play field hockey.
You're gonna have that ChatGP dump truck.
All right, I'm gonna watch the next game. I love you guys.
No. You got to see what you look like in a bikini.
I'm out.
No. Yo, am I in the red?
Yeah, you're in the red.
Yeah, I think Alex got the most cake.
Yeah.
I definitely think so. I have me and Jack. Yo, you're fucking crazy. Yeah, but let's see if it does it. Bend them down. Buddy, what website is this?
This is chat.
I love how polite it is. It's like generating a new image of your thick guys. Hang tight. It'd be funny if it made a moaning noise. Yo! Yo! That ain't AI, that's a thigh. God damn, hey, yo! What the fuck? Why are you saving that shit, bro? What the hell? Airdrop me.
This is Kristen Davis from Are You a Charlotte? For timeless style that still feels fresh and modern, Tuckernuck has become a favorite shopping destination. From elevated classics like denim, striped tees, and crisp button-downs to chic, looks for weddings, vacations, and everyday life. Tuckernuck makes getting dressed effortless. Plus, they curate an incredible mix of brands with new arrivals dropping daily. Visit tnuck.com and use promo code IHEART for 15% off a first purchase.
In the next Rare Well Done, the Thrive team helps two people with CIDP tackle the tricky issue of friendship.
Hello.
They say the quiet part out loud.
In the event my CIDP worsens, my friends might decide it's too much.
Get nudged outside their comfort zone.
I don't know if I want to.
To forge stronger connections.
The best thing that's ever happened to me, our friendship.
To Rory.
Watch Rory and Michelle take on the friendship factor on the next episode of Rare Well Done.